B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, boy.
Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. I'm going to let everybody say a big howdy-do, a big Southwest Florida howdy-do to the panty waste who's lived in your community for more than 20 years. It's Joffrey the Limp Wrist. Hey, Joffrey, how are you? How are you, Limpy?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for that intro.
Yeah,
that
I figured I'd
fabulous.
Do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. You know what? Haven't heard from you in a while. I thought maybe you went on to some gay retreat or something like that. But no, you're still here. What's going on, buddy? Huh?
Well, have I got a dealio for you.
A dealio for me. What's going on? You're finally having your gay wedding.
You and me.
No,
Rose,
don't ever include you and me in one breath. Don't even, no.
No, I am being totally serial.
Then you're not. If you're being you're being totally serious, I'd take you at your word. What's the big deal? Totally
serial.
Stop it. What's the big deal?
You and me, boo-boo.
No, stop saying that and stop calling me boo-boo. Look at Joffrey. I just picked up the phone. You're on the other end. I wasn't expecting you. Now you're talking about you and me doing something and being called dealio and boo-boo and all this other crap.
How would you,
yeah,
like an all-expense-paid five-star trip to our nation's capital?
Are you five-star hotel and airfare, first class, all of that stuff?
All of that, and I'll tell you what, we could make it a threesome. Bring your gal.
Stop now. No, look. Hey, I'm not going anywhere with you. You caught me off guard. Five-star trip to the nation's capital, first class air, hotel. That sounds great. Not with you. I ain't going anywhere with you.
What do I have to do to sweeten the pot?
Nothing. Don't you have anybody to go to Washington, D.C. with?
I thought long and hard about it, and no, I don't.
Jeez. Am I, like, the only person you talk to? Don't you have anybody at work you talk to, or anybody that
work.
You go do things? That's right, you don't work. How do you earn a living now if you're divorced from your beard wife? And you don't work, how do you support yourself?
I manage the family's investment, and I recently purchased a bitch stand to breed dogs.
That's what they use, you know. That's what they use when you got a bitch that wants to breed with a male dog, so that they have a puppy mill. They have a bitch stand. It's true. So to allow the dog to, you know, do their thing.
Some people call it a rape stand, but I find that.
So you're a dog breeder.
But that's got nothing to do with it. I want
Sorry.
You to go to Washington
Sorry.
With me
no.
because.
But why?
Stan, we are living in such an exciting time.
Yeah, you got to be loving every single minute of the way this country's going. The way you predicted it.
My God. Have you seen and heard AOC?
Don't tell me you're a supporter of hers. You got her Twitter account, you got her Instagram.
Oh, I've got her picture on my wall. I am such a fangirl.
What about her?
But all of these great things are happening. Finally, we've got some right-headed people that are in the government who believe, like I do, that life should be free.
Yeah, yep. And tax the rich 70% and have the government provide everything for you, because capitalism is evil. We shouldn't have this many millionaires out there. This is awful.
Yeah.
How about you do the same thing that she should do? Read
immoral walls and all of these
immoral
things.
Wall. How about reading your history? How about coming to a discussion prepared instead
no.
of...
how about you read your history?
How about you shut up, you commie? You commie?
Where a Native American, evidently bi-curious veteran Indian goes up and bangs the drum, and the white kid just smiles at him with such an evil smile.
You love that. You love all of that, you commie.
He's so brave.
Yeah. Who, the Indian?
Yeah.
The American Indian?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Vietnam vet?
Yeah.
He wasn't a Vietnam
vet.
He's
a war hero.
He is not a war hero.
And those African-American gentlemen who were trying to educate the children, I saw that and I thought to myself, I want in. But unfortunately, I was cursed at birth to be born a white male.
Yeah, you're cursed. You're cursed. Let me ask you something. Can I ask you something? You're a big fan of this Ocasio-Cortez congresswoman. Have you heard her comments that she doesn't like the Electoral College?
Whatever she says, I love.
Yeah, she says she doesn't like the Electoral College. She'll never send her kids there.
Good.
What is your...
It's about
time
somebody took a stand, because look, I thought over, okay, who do I know? Okay, white male.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I thought, oh, wait, there's Stan.
I'm a white male.
No, that's the beauty of it.
What?
Now, bear with me.
Yeah.
You are actually kind of a person of color.
How do you figure?
Because you are a proud Polish American.
Yes, I am.
And so,
yeah,
I would pay for it on this trip to Washington.
Yeah.
Get you traditional Polish garb.
Yuck.
And I want to find somebody that's protesting something and have you go get in their face going, yak shamash, yak shamash.
I wouldn't do that. See, even if I did, I wouldn't do that. A, I wouldn't do it with you. B, wouldn't do it.
And then I could be your spokesperson and talk about how the Polish people have been railroaded by history.
Well, that's true. That's
true. So come on, buddy. Get butt hurt about it. And let's
stop,
make
will you play off with the butt hurt and getting in people's faces with saying yak shamash, yak shamash. Well, stop that. What is it? Do you want to rabble rouse? Maybe you should go back under your rock and hide.
I mean, it would help if you could do some kind of like a Borat-ish voice.
I can't know why. That would be contrived and fake.
That's not the point.
The point is
to get all over YouTube and Instagram.
Right, and have people jump to conclusions.
And that way, Alyssa Milano and Jamie Lee Curtis will get on Twitter and talk about how funny and brave you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you say Polish people are people of color?
Sort of.
Okay, sort of. Now,
see, the whole point, then,
yeah,
is that we celebrate our diversity.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate our diversity.
But I don't live in traditional, I don't live a traditional old country Polish lifestyle. I don't own any garb, and I don't go and speak the English or the Polish language saying yak shamash to anybody.
Neither does Chief whatever his name is, Nathan.
Yes.
Chief Nathan.
Yes.
He happens to be an Omaha elder.
Yeah, I know. Elder. War hero.
I don't think he's out hunting buffalo, but they let him get away with it.
Yeah, okay. Do
you know how brave he is?
How brave is he?
I don't know if you've heard about this, but the day after he was so viciously assaulted by that smiling teenager,
yes,
he led a group of people who answered his call, and he went and shut down the 5:15 mass at a Catholic church.
I heard about that.
Isn't that awesome?
That isn't awesome. A Catholic mass is kind of a sacred thing. You don't go in there and shut it down. You're the who's the rabble rouser? You know, I want to this Ocasio. So, what do you
AOC,
like,
AOC baby?
what do you like about her? This Ocasio Cortez, is it her naivete? Is it her stupidity? Is it her not grasping what it takes to be an American? What is it that you enjoy about her?
I think it's really the total package, Stan.
Uh huh. So it's her. It's
her. Yeah.
You're sick. Her brains. Is it her brains? Is it her looks? Is it her youthfulness? You know, I had somebody once tell me, don't ever go and confuse youth with beauty.
Well, she has it all. I think probably what I love the most is she has tremendous teeth.
Why don't you? I got a better idea. Thanks to one of our listeners just said this. Instead of using me as your scapegoat to get all kinds of attention, which you are an attention seeker, why don't you just go and ask Elizabeth Warren to go with you? She is part Indian.
No, I mean, that's been played out. Uh-huh. And again, because I am a white male, mm-hmm. I don't have any credibility.
Right. Do I have credibility because I am an older white male?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a detriment. But the fact that you're a little bit ethnic can really offset that. I can help you.
Now, I don't want your help, and I want to stay out of it.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
crazy. Except you, darling.
No, a few in Washington.
That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday. We're already up to Thursday. Seems like Monday was just like 4 days ago.
Just don't mention it and it'll keep going that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget you said that. Indeed. You can say that again.
Yeah, Thursday edition of the show. and so many emails and comments.
So what have we done now?
Yesterday about the Michael Jackson stuff.
Oh, what? Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. I know, and they loved it. People can't get enough of our behind the scenes.
Well, it happened.
And so I went home last night, and I said, if you like that, I got more of them.
I tried to sit through it.
Oh, it's, yeah. Oh, part one? I haven't seen
it. I did not.
Part two.
I could not make it through part one.
It's tough.
Even knowing what's coming.
Yeah. How is the world blind to that?
Even knowing what's coming, I'm watching this, and you're talking about a 5-year-old child that won a dance contest and gets to meet his hero, and then he's going from small town Australia to Los Angeles.
By the time he's 70, he's on all fours.
That's what kills me.
Is
seeing what he's attracted to, meaning Michael, is that innocence. And my God, we can't protect our kids anymore.
No. Especially when you have star-struck moms. Both those moms were star-struck. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, and the evilness of it is you're taken halfway around the world, and then you're at Neverland, a private frigging theme park where there's nobody but you. You know, your immediate family.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson. And you got rides, you got animals. Yeah.
And then pretty soon your immediate family's gone and it's
Why don't you go off to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
I had to shut it off. Yeah. I couldn't take it anymore.
Unbelievable.
As I remember it, Macaulay wanted to stay with me overnight.
Yeah.
And I let him.
Right.
And we shared a bed and we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I mean, that's potentially dangerous for us, Michael.
I know it is.
You know, I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
If Macaulay testifies, you know, he'll most likely say that you and he were sleeping in bed.
I know.
All night. Which is okay. I mean, you may not have done anything, but that's going to set us back.
It is going to set us back.
Yep,
but Macaulay will be very honest.
Mm-hmm, right.
And even Bubbles was there. He knows exactly what went on.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were me, and I'm not the lawyer here, but if it were me, I would have Bubbles testify.
But he's a chimpanzee.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters much because Bubbles was a witness and we need more witnesses.
Yeah.
So, Bubbles, come here. Come here.
No,
tell him what happened all those nights when I was with Macaulay.
No, we can't use a monkey as a witness.
No, just let him do it. All right, watch this. Bubbles, what happened that night? Macaulay would walk into the room and just come into my bed because he wanted to snuggle.
Mm-hmm.
And Macaulay would say that if he were ever home alone, that I would be the perfect person to be home alone with.
Yeah.
And I did not, Bubbles.
What's she doing?
Bubbles, I never did that.
I
did not.
What's he saying, Michael?
Bubbles, that's a lie.
Michael,
no,
what?
No, I did not.
Michael.
Bubbles, you come here right now.
Oh, don't.
You bad monkey.
Michael, what did you hit him for?
I'm sorry, but sometimes I feel better after spanking my monkey.
Got a load of them.
Did you see the the new, I guess you'd call it a meme, but it's something they use to scare kids. Have you heard of the Momo?
The Michael Jackson meme now with the Momo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
If you mess with him, Then at 3 a.m., yeah. you'll hear, hee-hee!
Yep. Have you seen the picture? Because you've see, all seen that Momo, that creepy girl.
Oh, my God.
But they have a Michael Jackson
Momo.
One. Oh!
Michael Jackson Momo is going to come get you now.
You have to see this.
If you hear, hee-hee, at 3 in the morning, that means he's come for you.
You have to, oh, God. You have to see this.
The world is imploding, Stan.
Bring up the video of Dave.
No!
No, wait a second. This isn't Dave. This is future Dave. Now, let me know when it's all set up, because Haney needs to hear the sound. This is on our Facebook page. Junior, did somebody send it to us?
No, I just found it.
Okay. And he posted it. This is... Look, it's on our Facebook page. Haney's got to see it. Let me know when it's ready, because I got to have the sound ready. I don't think there's any cussing in it. Well, there's noise, but there ain't any.
Well, what am I about to see?
Okay. What you are about to see is...
The names have been changed.
To protect the innocent. Dave. Future Dave. So I'm on our Facebook page.
So this is a video of how Dave will turn out.
Yes. I'm on our Facebook page this morning, and he had already posted it. And I'm going, oh, come on, what the F is this? And I click it. I haven't laughed so hard in a long time. I had to replay it several times to get the full effect of, and he called it, I don't know that this person's that old, but it's Dave at the age of 65.
Right on.
They got to turn our monitor on, too, so that we can see this. How hard is it to bring it up on Facebook? I brought it up in 30 seconds to show Zeno.
Give me
Zeno.
1 second.
I don't know how hard it is.
Well, he's got to backhand the remote control and everything else, because it's not really set up to work.
Now, let me know.
See, we're not set up to win.
Oh, this is not set up as a user-friendly room. Never has been. Now, turn your head this way until everything's set and ready to go, and then you
because
can
Because you
look.
See, what Junior's doing is he's making things happen that are way above the equipment
that.
We actually have.
Okay, now turn your head away. Turn your head away. Can we make that? Is that as big as it's going to get?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to turn the volume on so that he can see it. And again.
So this is meant to represent Dave in... Like a time machine 20
yes.
years from now.
Yes.
Shit! Hell yeah!
You sure that's not a relative?
I swear to God, I saw it. The guy's holding a beer, vomiting and rock
vomiting.
On.
He's vomiting and drinking at the same time.
You want the sound back?
Oh yeah, you gotta.
Sick.
Oh, is he saying swear? No. What's he saying?
Sick.
Oh, sick.
Hell yeah!
You gotta admit, you're getting some laughs out of that, aren't you?
Yeah, I shouldn't.
I hope he shows up today. I'm gonna play it for him.
Yeah, it's funny when you don't have to, you know, pick him up off the ground.
Yeah, like Junior had to.
And by the way, what is it that happened in Washington? Because they were going to put some sort of condemnation
yes.
on Mullah Omar for
yep.
being anti-Semitic
yep.
and anti-Israel.
Then they took her name off of it. They just wanted to make a general
statement about anti-Semitism. Okay, I guess.
Then all of the newly elected socialists.
AOC and
yeah,
the Taliban.
Yeah, and then they said, no, we can't.
We're not going to make it about anti-Semitism.
We're not going to do the anti-Semitism.
We're going to make it about Islamophobia.
Correct. They went and a couple of senators, Republican senators, said this is ridiculous. This is our ally in the Middle East. And those senators, the Democrats, went and said, you're being Islamophobic. How dare you? And so they took it all. They tabled it all. And now they're looking to write a new resolution or a new condemnation. Just in general, stop the hate talk. So, because too many people not only are anti-Semitic, like Mullah Omar, but they're Islamophobic.
Mullah Omar was attacking Jewish people in Israel, and now somehow the trans movement has made its way into this resolution.
This is so sick. One year ago, if you said anybody said anything anti-Semitic, they would be, first of all, taken off any committee.
What's happened now, Stan, is because it is a Somali female, a woman of color, who has been elected to Congress, she can't be racist in any way. So they've got a conundrum now. So they need to turn it back to the usual,
yep.
you're a homophobe,
and it's true.
You're an Islamophobe. And, you know, the funniest thing is when they say that you're an Islamophobe and a homophobe, I don't know that you can be both, because if you believe in Islam, then you believe that any trans or homosexual should be executed immediately.
That's their belief.
By any good person.
We'll be back.
By any right-minded person. That's what Islam believes.
Yep.
So, is it a bad thing to be Islamophobic? They say it is.
Standing.
I don't think you should throw them off the buildings, personally.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question, Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us, Thursday edition. Got the grab bag for you here in just a second. Coming up on the show today, we're going to play Stan's What's on the List for some prizes. Later on today, our question of the week. Let's start the grab bag right now. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
So let me get this straight. It was supposed to be initially a condemnation specifically of Mullah Omar.
Yes.
For being anti-Semitic.
Yes, rumors go she could be taken off her commission seat there.
Yeah. And now none of that's happening.
No.
And it's going to be a resolution against Islamophobia.
Yes, they want that included.
And LGBTQY. Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Nope, sure doesn't.
I didn't hear any Islamophobia. I heard her going after Israel.
Yep.
And accusing Jewish Americans of having dual loyalty.
Yes.
Which is an old racist trope.
Yes.
I mean, that's straight from the Third Reich.
Yes. R. Kelly's in jail.
I believe I can lie.
Robert.
Scream real loud and pretend to cry.
Is this camera on me?
This interview isn't going right.
Robert.
Gayle King looks like she's gonna fight.
Robert. Stop it.
I can't say anymore.
Use your common sense.
I think I'll be running through that open door.
They released the Gayle King interview of what happened after the cameras stopped. And it was even worse.
I thought they posed for selfies and everything was great.
Remember yesterday I played it, he started to lose it. Well, at that point in time, they killed the cameras and he still was going on.
Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my family.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me, we're going to destroy your career.
Robert.
It's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted, being raped, okay? They really are on chains. They really do have chains on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried in debt.
Robert, we have to have a conversation.
This is
really,
not me.
I don't want you just ranting at the camera.
Thank you, Gail.
When you're doing a network interview and all of a sudden the interviewer gets real calm and just repeats your first name, you may have blown it.
Yes. Telltale sign.
If Gail King is sitting there going, Stan. Stan. Stan.
What? What?
Stan.
There's real people out there. Oh, my God.
We had to take a
James.
Break so that Stan could receive a special enema.
This is great. You know, dog, man's best friend. The Iditarod is going on up now up there in Alaska. And a regular dog got away from its owner up there on Sunday night and decided it would be a good... The dog decided, you know what? I'm not being left out of this. The stray dog ran up to one of the Iditarod teams and just decided to join in.
It looked like fun.
Yep.
This is a dog that lives down at Finger Lake, at Winter Lake Lodge, and it decided to run the Iditarod Trail.
There was two of them when we left Finger Lake. They jumped out on the trail to follow Pete, and then I came up on them, and they got spooked, and then they followed him down the trail and kept going and made it here. Yeah, that's the first time that I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen dogs always at the villages, but they were always contained.
Well, this guy's going to go back to its owners back at Finger Lake.
You feel like you're crushing his dreams? He had hopes for Gnome, I think.
I think he'll be okay with it when he gets home with his friends.
Yeah, I really think it is that it's fun for these dogs. They like that. It's in their blood.
Well, all the stray dog sees is there's a bunch of cool-looking dogs. They're all in a gang. They seem like they're having fun. Let me get in on this.
I'll tell you a true story. I mean, you with the Greyhound track being closed down eventually and getting all the, because it's so cruel.
Yeah, better go see it while you can.
They do the Adopt a Greyhound. And friends of ours, several years ago, wanted to adopt a Greyhound. It could no longer compete on the track. They were doing the Adopt a Greyhound, and they adopted one. Took him home. They had a nice big fenced-in backyard for him. Got him home and said, go on, you're free now. Go on outside and play.
The dog, you don't have to run anymore.
The dog made it its own track around the perimeter of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning when they'd let him out to go and do his business, he ran the yard and turned nice green grass along the sides into dirt so he could run. They love it. A bunch of Taco Bell employees in Philadelphia have been fired after they attacked a 36-year-old guy and his girlfriend because they were complaining about the 45-minute wait for food. Apparently, they were slammed with orders from Grubhub last Saturday night and took it all out on the man that was waiting for his food.
Nobody deserves what happened to me. I'm angry and frustrated, absolutely. The fact that people can just jump counters and beat up whoever they want.
It was such a blur because it was so traumatic, like seeing my two friends getting like beat up.
Stop!
It was like complete chaos.
It was unprovoked, and there's no reason that my girlfriend should have been on the ground getting beat up as well. Justice means the people get arrested, and there's repercussions for actions.
Well, Taco Bell tried to make it up to him, offered him a $20 gift card.
Free chalupa.
Yeah, free chalupa. This is gold. You think you work for a bad boss? You don't know how much longer you can take the crap from the man?
You know, early in my career, where I had a bunch of different jobs, many times I thought I had a bad boss until I really got one.
It's a bad boss. The owner of a bar in Ohio called Walnut Saloon. Making a little news for himself after a viral video went where he berates one of his cocktail waitresses, walks around the bar, and chokes her.
Now, where's Taffer?
Yes! Where's John Taffer? Finally, the person recording jumps into the action. The owner was arrested. This is the owner of the bar going after one of the waitresses. Take a listen.
I'm the one that signed the check. Then do what I say. Quit making up stories of what I told you.
I asked you yesterday.
Shut up!
Said if I wanted.
Shut up! What? You were talking about the sign that was hanging up there.
Were
talking about... Connie,
then
shut up!
You shut the
Then get up!
I asked you if I could
get
up. Too.
Goodbye! Get your stuff and get out!
I will. Let me...
Now! Now!
Connie?
Well, I mean, we could take a good 90 minutes pointing out everything Connie did wrong. Connie evidently didn't realize what she was dealing with.
Right.
Which, if she's worked there for more than a day, she should have.
Trump yesterday had the CEO of Apple and thanked Mr. Apple.
Tim Apple.
People like Tim, you're expanding all over and doing things that I really wanted you to do right from the beginning. I used to say, Tim, you got to start doing it over here. And you really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
That's Tim Apple right there, everybody. Doing some good work for America.
Now, see, right now I can hear SJWs in my ear going, he's so stupid, he called him Tim Apple. Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Yep. Tim Apple.
He misspoke.
People like Tim, you're expanding all over and doing things that I really wanted you to do right from the beginning.
Cook.
I used to say, Tim, you got to start doing it over here. And you really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Tim Apple, everybody.
But you didn't do everything I wanted you to do, so your name is Tim Apple now.
Yeah.
Go over there and join Pocahontas.
You know what? If Alex Trebek is upbeat, it was revealed yesterday.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
And came on with a promo for cancer.
Yeah, well, here's his YouTube talk.
What are you eating, Junior?
Oh, it better be healthy. All right, it's water. They say the survival rate for pancreatic cancer for 3 years.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's like 4%.
And it usually doesn't get close to that.
No, here's Alex Trebek from yesterday. He's going to be going
through
a lot.
He did a promo for stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To host Jeopardy for 3 more years. Yeah. So help me. Keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
That's where he was being truthful. He's got to do those 3 years.
Yeah, he's got it there.
And then he's free to do whatever he needs to do. We know this.
Yep. It's the worst cancer that you can get. Because it is so deep in the body, it goes undetected without symptoms until it's too late.
We've had friends where there's a diagnosis, and I know in one case it was like a week.
Yep. We have a dear friend right now that's going through it. And you look at the celebrities that have had this. Michael Landon died from pancreatic cancer. Patrick Swayze, pancreatic cancer. It's
horrible.
It's a horrible, horrible disease. One more for you on the grab bag. And this one, bizarre. Bizarre. There is a show, and it's on one of these weird networks. The Reels Network, spelled funny. And they have a show called Autopsy. And it's basically how celebrities died, and they reinvestigate the death of celebrities. They've got a new season starting up, and the first episode of the new season is about Lucille Ball, who was using amyl nitrate at the time of her death.
For medicinal purposes, I'm sure.
She believed it was medicinal purposes. For those of you that are, they're poppers. They're usually used for sexual enhancement. You crack it under your nose and woo! She was prescribed these, I guess, for her chest pains.
Brilliant.
I swear to God. And that she was prescribed poppers. So when her autopsy was done, when she died, nearly 30 years ago, she had poppers in her system. Here's the preview for the upcoming episode of Autopsy, The Death of Lucille Ball. No joke.
Lucille Ball died of a rupture of the aorta. This tells me how she died, but not what led to such extensive damage to this critical blood vessel.
The show says that before she died, the queen of comedy was using a drug that became a popular sex aid.
Remember, we were playing backgammon one night, and all of a sudden she had a little shortness of breath, and she took out poppers. Poppers were a sexual thing that certain people did back in the 80s.
The street name for amyl nitrite is poppers. Poppers are a strong-smelling inhalant, often associated with sex, but its original purpose was as a prescription drug to treat pain in the chest.
Autopsy says Lucille's chest pain was a signal.
As early as 1984, 4 years before her death, Lucille Ball was using this inhalant to ease pains in her chest and heart. And that could be a warning sign of already established cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Hunter says that isn't the only warning sign he found.
My investigation has discovered reports of a major setback for Lucille some 2 years before her life ended. And I want to find out what impact this had on her health.
It's on the Reels Network. It's called Autopsy.
It sounds like serious journalism to me.
Poppers.
Especially that voiceover guy.
Yeah. Oh, geez. How's he get work? Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, your phone calls, maybe another couple behind the scenes of the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Jeez, man.
We're gonna take you there. The hidden microphones were there. Didn't air in the documentary, but we got them for you.
That is just
sick. sick.
Yeah, he liked taking things that don't belong to him.
Yep. And ruining everybody else's lives around him.
But stealing someone's innocence.
Yep. The ultimate crime.
A little kid that's there. I'm in Neverland. Look at this. There are ponies. And there's all the games I want to play. You know. Oh, there's a price.
Yep.
Oh.
Always is.
Okay.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. You want to talk to us? Maybe pick up a prize? 277-9600. If you're outside of our immediate area, it's a 239 area code. This segment I'll make available to you, Stan and Haney. Babacusaw, if you want to go to the Barber B Man on the 18th. Led Zeppelin cover band, they're really good. Get the Let Out. Going to be at the Barber B Man Hall. We have tickets for that. Matter of fact, that might even be guest list. We also have $25 to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. If you contribute, we could throw you a prize. A little bit later on, Stan's what's on the list, and later on today, our question of the week.
I need to bring you up to date, Stan.
All right.
For those of you just tuning in, the representative from Mogadishu, Minnesota, Mullah Omar, was Mogadishu.
that's the district.
Yeah.
They're in what, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Where it's, I guess, 98% Somali.
Oh, it's run by Somali gangs, her district is.
You know what? And you say, oh, Haney, there. It's true. It's a very...
There are parts of Minnesota and Michigan that Americans don't go to.
No, they don't. And the police don't even like to go there because they handle their justice themselves. This is a town right smack dab in the middle of winter.
Run by Sharia.
And it's run. The town is. I'm not joking. It's run by Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, well, that's, you know, the great Midwest, northern state of Minnesota. That area, that's how she got elected.
Mm-hmm.
She's representing
She's doing a good
her
job.
District.
Doing a good job
and
for her district.
That's exactly what they want her to do.
But I need to bring you up to date because she had made comments about Israel and comments that were disparaging to Jewish people. And so they were talking in the Democratic Party that, we have to condemn her for that.
Maybe take her off her committee.
And then that's where things were headed. And then you had AOC and the Taliban get involved. And the resolution was changed where, okay, we're not going to name her and shame her. We'll just have a general resolution again that says we don't believe in anti-Semitism.
Right. And that way she can keep her committee position.
So now that resolution, as they're discussing it, has changed. And it's not so much about anti-Semitism now. They are now working on the resolution. It'll mention anti-Semitism, but we shouldn't lose track of what's really important. The scourge of Islamophobia.
That is perpetrated by the Republicans and our president.
Uh-huh. And now Islamophobia has taken a backseat. And what's the resolution really about now? White supremacy.
Yep. Nobody is in control of the House of Representatives. I told you outside, Pelosi, who's 78, is trying to acclimate herself as Speaker of the House to freshman congresswomen who aren't supposed to have power. And somebody described it. It's just like, grandma having her grandchildren come over for a visit because she's cooking. What do they have in common? Nothing. Oh, we see so eye to eye on everything. They don't. And this is dangerous. To go and make an anti-Semitic comment as little as a year ago would have gotten you virtually kicked out of Congress.
And all you need to do is put a microphone in front of her and she'll accommodate you with another one.
And the thing is, she'll do it again.
That's what I'm saying. Just put a microphone in front of her, she'll do it. She is not remorseful.
The first time this was brought up a few weeks ago, she went and did another one.
Yep.
And she doesn't care. She doesn't. And as you point out, she's serving her district.
Because what you've got now with those people is you've got the usual crowd that's just there to get their beak wet.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to make of the young blood, because the young blood truly believes in communism.
Yeah.
They truly believe it, and they want to make it happen.
It's unbelievable. It's...
See, I take them seriously. I take them at their word. When they say, this is what we want to do, I believe you.
Yeah.
You're telling me that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Nobody's in charge.
And
nobody is in charge.
And instead of saying, no, we don't believe that, no. 100 of them sign on and go, yes, we absolutely believe that. Wink, wink, we know it's never going to happen.
I don't know.
Well, what happens when everybody's going, we know it's never going to happen, but you're voting for it?
I don't know. Hear me out for just a second. Since the 1940s, after World War II, to present day, Israel, the United States, and then obviously the United Nations, gave Israel their home state. The only democracy in the Middle East. And for eons, Palestinians and Israelis have been fighting over land, who has the rights to that. But we, as a nation, the United States of America, recognize Israel as the home state of those people. And everybody around them wants to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is our closest ally in the region, and we have had a relationship with them for 70, 60, 70 years. And the capital, because that's where the United Nations wanted it, was in Tel Aviv. Every president for the last 40 years has been saying, we're going to move the capital to Jerusalem.
The embassy.
Where it belongs, the embassy. Every single president has said it. Trump did it. And the blowback, tremendous. You now have members of Congress making anti-Semitic comments about our best ally in the region. Their defense, their military, every weapon that they have to protect themselves, because everyone in that area wants to obliterate them, has been supplied to them by us. Made in the USA, because it is in our geopolitical best interest that they thrive.
And it's a two-way street, because Israel, definitely, it's a two-way street with the technology that they have come up with, and anti-terror and weaponry.
So to somebody that's naive, oh, why are we always supporting Israel? Why are we... Because it's our duty, it's our need, and like you said, it's also a two-way street, but that is so important to us.
And for those of us that have been around for a while, because, we were born into it, it was already going on, and I like to do critical thinking, and I have looked at this problem probably since I was in my 20s. I started paying attention to it because it's like, why in the hell can't we solve this? Well, there's a reason that we can't solve this. Because every time that they have these summits and all of this stuff, you have the Israelis negotiating. You have the other side saying, we're victims, death to Israel. They don't have the right to exist. There is no Israel, only Palestine.
Yep.
Now, Israel came into being in 1947, and they have had multiple wars, and they've defeated everybody. Now, the way that wars come to a conclusion is, well, it's agreed that it's over. They won. They set the borders. Okay? They won.
That's how it is. To the victor go the spoils. You go and you set the way. You're the winner. That's how it is.
And I don't know if you know, people in their 20s have any idea. Israel was attacked more than once by every country in the Middle East, and little Israel beat them all.
Now, can you imagine why some people are outraged when an elected member of Congress will go and make the comments that Omar has made, and that our United States House of Representatives is bending to the will of someone like her when we have had a history since 1947, and not just us, the United Nations, to keep them supported, strong, and able to defend themselves because they didn't have a homeland after the war. They didn't. And you had refugees coming from all over Eastern Europe looking for something, someplace to call their own.
And prior to Israel, Palestinians were not in charge.
No.
The British ran it.
Correct. And so to see in a matter of months, because anybody, and I mean anybody, Republican, Democrat, that went and said anything anti-Semitic towards Israel was sent out with a kick in the ass and out in flames. You do not do that to our ally. So what do you expect when you see what's going on and we're accepting it? And now, oh, well, it's Islamophobia.
No,
Give me an effing break.
I think we should be afraid of Islam. And I think it really comes down to you have to make a choice. Are you with Israel and the Jews?
Yep.
Or are you with Muslim extremists?
It's so, so disturbing. And if young people can't see that, because guess what? And here's the thing that you've heard every old person say. History is bound to repeat itself. If you don't look at history and you don't look at the outcomes and you ignore it, hell's going to come.
I totally agree with you. And I wish that that young people would be, and I'm sure many of you are, but do yourself a favor and look just into the history of things and why are things the way they are.
Yeah. Sorry for the lecture, but it had to be said.
Because nobody else is saying it.
No, and the fact of the matter is...
And to see Congress put out this ridiculous resolution...
Which means nothing.
No, it's turned around, and it is more insulting than if they did nothing.
Do yourself a favor. Don't listen to us. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
Read.
Don't listen to this show.
Yep, because what are we? We're elder, what? We're problematic.
Junior, what are we again?
Misguided older white men.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell? We'll be back.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then...
they stopped sending the signal. Oh, well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
You know, with everything we've been talking about, there's only one more thing I want to say about it.
What?
These days, and they're in Congress, we have got a whole lot of sheep.
Yeah.
God bless the sheepdogs, and you know who you are.
Yeah. What's this?
I really believe, Michael, we can win this case. And it's just getting over the fact that you are Michael Jackson. There's a mystery about you, and the court
needs to...
Do you know what it is?
Everybody thinks that I am some sort of a freak, but I'm not. I'm just the same as anybody else.
Right.
People tend to forget about my natural singing talents and my performance talents.
Right.
And my other talents, which I don't share with a lot of people. But do you remember that little trick I did with my nose?
Yes, where you took it off. I didn't like that.
Well, you have not seen anything yet. What? I call this trick the Terminator. You know, I've had some plastic surgery done, and
Michael, I can actually
peel this whole side of my face right off.
Michael,
look.
Give me the wastebasket, quick.
Isn't that wild? What? Come on, you act like you've never seen a skull before.
got a load of them.
Woo! This thing weighs a lot.
I'm so sorry, Michael. Here, let me help
No. Okay. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind if I just keep this box here for a while the auction's going on.
Well, sure. That's not a problem. What's in it?
Oh, these are just extra kitchen utensils.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah. Who wrote "Do not peek in here" on the box?
I did.
Why?
Because I don't want people looking at my extra kitchen utensils. Okay.
Okay. I can't even take a look to see what you cook with.
No. Would you want people to look at your private kitchen utensils?
Well, who cares? What's the difference?
Well, I care because I'm Michael Jackson, and these are my private kitchen utensils.
Okay. Well, at least let me help you with a box, okay?
It's heavy.
I'll help you with a box.
Look what you did.
Michael, I am so sorry. Here, let me help you pick this stuff up. I am sorry. These things don't look like kitchen utensils here.
They are kitchen utensils.
What's this thing? Butt champ.
Let me see.
Little balls that move here?
That used to say butter champ. It stirs butter.
Okay. Well, what's this thing for? It's a tube with a pump on it?
It's a hot dog holder.
A hot dog holder?
Yes.
Michael, come on.
What?
Come on, Michael.
What?
I think I know what this one is. You know what? I'm going to tell you what this one is. This thing is a vibrator.
It's not.
Who's a vibrator, Michael?
No, it's not. It happens to be the most useful kitchen utensil I've ever owned.
Oh, really? What is this, Michael?
It's the magic bullet. And watch me whip up something good.
Hey, don't you dare put that thing near me. Cut it out, Michael. Turn it off.
Indeed.
All right, let's play a game. I got a list.
You don't want to hear that at 3 a.m.
No, you don't. I got a list. Top 10 things on the board. This is, put your thinking caps on. I don't think anybody's going to get all of them.
Do they still say that?
What?
To kids?
Put your thinking cap on?
Yeah.
They better.
Or what?
Well, then you're like Dave and you wear the dunce cap.
It's one or the other.
One or the other. We got some prizes. Babaku Saw, Get the Let Out. Tickets to the KnotFest Roadshow to see Slipknot, Pewter Mug, Tropical Smoothies. We got all these if you get this. Money can be extremely awkward when
you're... Well, a lot of people say money, it's a drag.
Yeah. Having situations dealing with money. And what I mean are awkward money moments. I'll give you an example, but it's not on the list, where you're at the vending machine... Crap, I don't have any change, and do I ask that person if they got a dollar? I don't want... You got a dollar I can borrow? No, I don't have any money.
No, that's where you need Dave.
Yeah. It's an awkward moment having to bring up the topic of money. This can be dealing with work, home, out in public, doing things. These are awkward moments regarding money. having to talk to somebody about the money. I've got the top 10 things a major financial magazine asked people the most awkward moments of talking about money. Name one of them on the list. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, we'll get you a prize. Let's play Stan's What's on the List. Top 10 here. 277-9600. Awkward times talking about money. Phone lines have been released. 277-9600. Major financial magazine. Talk to people. Awkward moments discussing money. Name one of them. You get a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, haven't you won anything? You've won something in the last 30 days, haven't you, Ryan?
No, sir.
All right, top 10 on the board. These are awkward moments when the topic of money comes up. Name one of them.
Asking your parents for money.
Yep, you better believe it. That's on the list. Number 8. Asking your parents for help with bills and stuff when you're an adult. You're asking them for money. Yup. What would you like?
I would like to get the lead out.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line. That's how the game is played. Where's my pen so I can cross that one off the board? That ain't a pen.
You want a Sharpie?
Yeah, I got it.
Because all I got's a glitter pen.
Yeah, I know. Those are your favorites. Yep.
Well, you know, I spend half my day signing.
Yeah. Asking your parents for money and you're an adult. Ahoy, who's this?
James.
Shane.
Shane?
James.
James.
James. What do you think's on this list, James?
When you're at a restaurant and your credit card gets declined.
Hold on. I think it might be on
should
here.
Be.
I just got to find it. Yeah, number 4, when your credit card gets declined. Sir, I'm sorry, but do you have another credit card?
Because
this one
I don't.
Oh, well. Do you have cash?
No.
What would you like?
Do I have to wash dishes?
I'm sorry. Could you just repeat the list again real quick?
We got Barbecue Saw. We got Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin cover band coming to the Barber B Man. We've got the Knot Fest Roadshow featuring Slipknot. We've got the Pewter Mug. We got Tropical Smoothie.
Let me do that second one, the Barber B one.
Okay. Yep. To go see Get the Lead Out. Hold on. Da-da. Yep. Your credit card gets declined. Not good. Awkward money moments. Top 10. We've so far gotten number 8 on the board, asking your parents for money when you're an adult. Number 4 on the board, your credit card gets declined. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robin.
Robin, how are you, Robin?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think's on the list? We got 8 more of them.
An unreliable friend asked to borrow money.
Yeah, don't we know a lot of... I'm going to give it to you. Number 7 on the board is exactly pretty much what it is. Having to remind someone you loaned money to that they haven't paid it back. That's the same thing. You loan a friend money, that's only trouble. Reminding you, what would you like?
Get something to eat.
Yeah, Tropical Smoothie and Pewter Mug.
Pewter Mug.
You got it. Hold on. Yep. Look, we got to go back a couple of producers to Silent Cal. Loaned him a lot of money. And
he seemed like he'd be good for it.
He seemed like he'd be good for it, but he thought it was a gift. Nice guy, but I loaned him money twice and never got the money back.
I had a higher opinion of him than that. I'm glad to revise it.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's going to knock you down quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I remember, I'll tell you one time. There were others, but he was fresh out of college. And I know how that is. I know that feeling.
He suckered you.
And he was behind on his student loan and hadn't gotten paid yet. He said, I have to make payment on my student loan or I'm going to miss the payment on it. And then I'm going to be really screwed. They're going to go and make me pay the late fees. How much is it? Well, I need blankety blank of $100. And I said, you can get it back to me. Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I get paid.
Yeah, it's just I'm waiting for that check.
Never got it. That was one of two times. So, yeah, awkward. Awkward.
And to this day? Because he's doing okay now.
Well, he's doing great now, but that was, you know, 8 years ago.
You know what? If you want to just write down a number on a piece of paper, yeah. I'd be glad to call him for you.
I appreciate that.
Stan would never say this to you,
but you
should know.
Yeah.
He hasn't forgotten.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, it's Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
Oh, we love Amanda.
Yep, we sure do. What do you think's on this list, Amanda? Awkward money moments.
Telling your husband how much you spent.
That's a good one. Let me see if I can
find... You did what?
Yeah, how much was it?
He always gets mad, too.
Let me guess. It's over shoes.
No. Clothes, though. Clothes.
It is not on the list, Amanda. It is did not make the top 10. The other thing is I sold him a piece of sporting goods equipment. Very expensive. Gave him a great deal for it. He said, I'll pay you on Friday. Never did.
What do you think the ratio is? Take an average couple.
Yeah.
For every pair of shoes that a man owns, how many does a woman own?
8 to 1.
At least. You know, men don't need to buy trees.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Tony. How you doing?
Good, Tony. What do you think's on here?
Explaining to your children that you can't afford something for them.
That's a good question, but that's where you need to learn your kids. It's not an awkward situation. You just simply tell them no. Not on the list.
Yeah, that was never awkward for your dad, was it?
It certainly was
not. And it wasn't because he didn't have the money. He just didn't want it.
Here's the thing. My father had the money. He turned me down a lot of stuff that I want. But he was also, he could be very giving. He knew that I wanted something or that it was something that, you know, was expensive and... He would get it for me.
And you were a good boy. You'd be quiet about the various goods that would be stored in your room.
He would get it for me. His angle was he never let you forget it. Oh, you know what? Oh, we'll see. Remember I got you. Don't forget that. You know, you'd never know he was my son after I got him. That kind of routine.
Uh-huh.
And he'd guilt you.
What a pleasant man.
Yep. When your credit card gets declined, reminding someone you loan money to that they haven't paid you back, asking your parents for money and you're an adult, awkward money moments. We'll take a few more, then I'll go over the whole list. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Frank Camp.
Hey, Frank, how
are
you?
How you doing, Frankie?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good. You can do better if you tell me what's on the list.
I think it might be your boss.
What do you mean? What specific about your boss?
Trying to explain to him what you spent the petty cash on.
You were so close, and then you just blew it. No.
So close.
He had an operative word there, boss. But then I needed to be more specific.
You know what?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Come on. Ahoy! Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
I would have to say when you run short on money at the grocery store.
Hold on a second.
Don't start putting stuff back.
Hold on a second. No, not on the list. It is an awkward money moment. It is for me. but not on the list. I had to leave a whole carriage of groceries in the grocery store once. I mean, I loaded up, and I realized I didn't have any money on me. I said, what am I going to do now? Left it there.
Mm-hmm. Give it the old slipperoo.
Yep. Go down an aisle, pull it up alongside
the canned
goods.
Act like you meant to do it.
Yeah. Act like you're looking for something else and get closer to the electric doors. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's John the Electrician.
John the Electrician?
Yeah.
Hey,
you're electrician. All right. How's it going?
Oh, hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, what's on the list?
Well, I was wondering if, say, you give a deposit to someone for services, and you don't get the services, and they don't show up, and you're trying to get your money back.
I'm sure that's happened to you a lot, hasn't it?
Every day.
Not on the list,
hey,
though.
Hey, can I talk to John
absolutely.
For a second? John, how long does it take for wires to wear out in a house?
Oh, I've seen them go 100 years. You know, it all depends. When you say by wear out, do you mean the sheathing on the wires?
Well, I mean, like they start to, you know, they don't carry the charge right. They, you know, flip on and off.
You know what? It could be loose connections, like in one of your boxes.
Or a grounding problem.
But I mean, is it, so you're saying 100 years, so is that normal, 100 years?
No, it all depends. But normally, I get in some old buildings, and usually the problem isn't in the conductor, it's in a connection.
But wires themselves will last.
Yeah, they do last.
Right,
and the wires last longer than the outside coverings on the wires.
I see.
Right. Thank you. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I was just curious about that because, you know, you build houses, you're not thinking about the wiring and all that. Does it ever go bad? No, evidently not.
All right, here you go. You managed to get 3 out of the 10. Money Magazine asked people the most awkward money moments. Coming in at number 10, nobody got it. Not having cash when you need to tip somebody. Whether it be the valet or whether it be somebody providing you a service, you want to give them a few bucks, you don't have the cash on you. Maybe you're like at a restaurant, you're going to pay with the credit card and you have to take it up to the cashier and you're leaving the table and, well, let me leave a few bucks. You don't have it. Number 9. This one I don't know that anybody would get unless you're actually in the situation, but it made the list. Explaining an overdraft fee to a significant other. You see, yes, the check was bad for 50, but there's an added charge because the check was sent back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another 50.
Mm-hmm.
You got number 8, asking your parents for help with money, and you're an adult. Number 7, reminding someone you loaned them money. When are you going to pay me back? Number 6, nobody got it. Dealing with a roommate who owes rent. You pay, we're going to split the expenses. You haven't paid yet. Number 5. Having to sit down and talk about finances before you get married. Sit down, sweetheart. Let's find out what we got here.
Oh, boy.
Number 4.
Yeah, and then you see the disappointment in her eyes.
Number 4, when your credit card gets declined. Somebody got that. Number 3, forgetting your wallet on a date or going out. Number 2, deciding who gets the check. When you're going out as a date or there are multiple couples there fighting over the check. Oh, I got this one. No, please.
No, insist. You got it the last time.
And that guy.
I insist.
Number 1, was about your boss having to go in and ask for a raise.
Yeah, because they, in my experience, they don't offer.
No, they don't. You got to go and ask them. And most when you go and ask them, they look at you like you're smoking crack.
You know, I'm so glad that we're talking about this subject because it makes it much easier. You know, you got a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm honored that you've asked me to be the best man.
Yeah.
And I know tradition says that you're responsible for getting the best man a gift.
Yeah.
And Well, would it be out of line for me to just make a suggestion? I want you to come over here, because I was just browsing Craigslist, and I found a unique item, and I wouldn't ask anyone else to buy this for me. Is that,
just a touch out of my price range.
Not doable?
Not doable.
Okay, I mean, I can't fault you for that, but you can see where that's perfect for me.
Haney wants
a full-size
$8,500 taxidermied lion.
It's a 500-plus-pound African lion. It's perfect quality.
Yeah, for $8,500. First 8,500.
The junior knows my lifestyle. Yeah. He understands.
Yeah, he'd
that'd be royal.
Okay, we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
That's speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, about 30 minutes away from our question of the week. Junior has been working on the old Dave of the future. If you haven't seen it on our Facebook page, Junior found a guy really partying it up.
Who it looks to be like 65 and successful.
Yeah, 65-year-old Dave. And somebody suggested, and I said, go ahead, Junior, give it a shot. He suggested slowing it down a little bit.
So that we can appreciate it more?
So that we can appreciate it now.
Can we play the original first?
Yeah, you got the original first, and then we'll play the... the slowed down version. Let me know when you're ready, Junior. You want me to do traffic first, and then we can go and do this? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Want to start with a road watcher, a persistent road watcher who's kept us in touch the moment it happened. Big accident northbound I-75. Just south of Bonita Beach Road, multiple fire engines, sheriff's cars, ambulance going about 1 mile an hour. Just updated us right now.
Please be safe, people.
Rollover accident southbound, backed up all the way past Bonita Beach Road. Right around mile marker 113, it's a mess. Now on the board, North Fort Myers crash. Barrett Road and Northeast Pine Island Road. Fort Myers, crash. Cleveland Avenue right at the Val Ward Cadillac. Fort Myers, hit and run. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Crash. Second Street and Moore Avenue. And you are up to date. Now, do we have the original, the 65-year-old and successful Dave of the future? Roll 'em.
Hell yeah!
Now, somebody asked us to slow that down a little bit to really get
to appreciate the majesty. Yes.
Go ahead, Junior. Slow down. That's awesome. Let's take a look at the headlines.
The wheels have come off.
Yeah. That's awesome. And if you see the clip, it's so Dave in the future.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. We'll tell you about a disgusting new trend involving Coca-Cola. This is an interesting one. You know, oh, I bet you are a prolific puker. I bet you make some noise.
Oh, I'm a noisemaker when those rare times that I get sick.
You should record it next time.
Oh, yeah, I'll be thinking about doing that.
Well, better hit that red button first. Yeah. Make sure I get it for the show.
Yeah, okay, it's on.
You know, when you become a parent, especially for the first time, you realize I have to monitor my language now.
Yeah.
I can't just go around saying whatever I want.
That's right.
And so they surveyed 2,000 parents for things that they say in place of curse words.
Yep.
You know, like what you'd see on a TV version of a movie.
Well, don't you know, Carlin always used to say, shoot is with two O's. Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about having an affair? Congratulations. It can be a rewarding experience.
Sure, for a while.
We will tell you exactly how much it's going to cost you.
A lot.
Let's see here. Taco Bell workers attack a man for complaining about the perfectly reasonable 45-minute wait.
Yep.
And finally, story about a nice, nice lady.
Aw.
She closed down her restaurant to take all 20 of her employees to Disney World.
That's a boss. That's a good
sure
boss.
Is. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Michael, don't you dare throw that nose at me.
It's too late. Now get back before I go Mel Gibson on you.
Okay, see these little clips that you wanted with Jack? They're too long. You need a zingaroo, and that's a zingaroo, and that's it.
Well, have you given him the whole zingaroo seminar yet?
It's Radio 101.
Hi, Stan here.
Yeah. Let me tell you about a zingaroo. It's a one or two word, maximum three, that enhances what you're doing so that you give him the old zingaroo.
Have you given him the laugh zone seminar?
That is a pause after a joke to allow the audience
to pause and reflect.
Two beats to pause, reflect, and laugh internally.
Mm-hmm.
Coastal Cooling and Daikin bringing us the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Junior? Why can't I hear you? Oh, because I had the wrong button on. Go ahead.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
I am going to warn you. This next segment is not for the faint of heart. If you have a weak stomach. Today is National Cereal Day.
Ah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
least popular cereals.
Top least popular cereals.
Razor Bran.
Uh-oh, the Neverland roller coaster. Look out.
Little long.
Kale Krispies.
Okay, good.
Poop Loops. Snooki Crisp.
Yes.
Beerios.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Ordinary K.
I'm lonely, lawyer man.
Okay.
There, it's heavy.
Yeah, that was the easy ones. It's going to be a rough ride, folks.
Yeah.
Top least popular cereals.
Okay. Lay them on me.
Golden Shower Grams. Yep. Honey Bunches of Diabetes.
You referred to me as Fatty McFat Fat.
Captain Crotch.
Bunch of bitches.
Liver Bran.
Oh my god.
Frosted Foot Fungus Flakes.
Oh my god.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Honey Bunches of Bratwurst.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
Shredded Jamal Khashoggi.
I'll show you meth.
And finally, the very top least popular cereal.
Yes.
Cream of Meat.
What? Cream of what?
Living in America.
What? Cream of what?
Cream of Meat. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, that is vile.
Email time, ahoy, at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Still a solid no on the taxidermied lion?
No. It's too pricey.
Junior said he always wanted one.
Well, good for him. Haney, I got sad news.
Oh, I don't want any sad news.
Neither do I, but I want to pass it along to our listeners and pass it along to you. I got word about it today, and it's from our friend Paula, who's a longtime listener, huge fan of the show, and a friend of somebody who has passed away. This is tough. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I just wanted to leave you a quick note to let you know that Rhonda has passed away.
No.
One of your longtime listeners and friend of the show.
She's awesome.
Going back years. She passed away on Tuesday after a long battle with throat cancer. She was 60 years old when she passed.
We had so much fun with Rhonda.
My good friend, who happens to be Rhonda's sister, asked me to let you know because Rhonda was so proud to be associated with you and your show, and her family is forever grateful for all the laughs that you gave her. Best regards, signed Paula.
So well, she gave us a lot of laughs.
Absolutely. We enjoyed her.
Any time that it was Rhonda on the phone, we knew we were in for some fun.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her.
Yep. And thoughts and prayers go out to her family and friends. That's... She was something. She was a firecracker.
Yeah, she was.
She sure was. That raspy voice. Hi, doll.
And for some reason, she just fit right in with
yep,
us.
Yep, she was great. Always telling us stories about her husband. Yep. Remember when they went up to Tampa and he got lost?
Yep.
She came home.
She was always game.
Yep. This is from our old friend Charlie. Ahoy, guys. You guys were broadcasting those Michael Jackson snippets while I was trying to drive on I-75 yesterday. Uh-oh. Me and my coworker were laughing so hard I was all over in my lane. Never heard those before. Oh, he had never heard them before. I fondly remember them when they originally aired.
Oh, they're classics.
Yep. I love how a current event triggers a Stan and Haney moment from the past. You are 30 years of living history. Well, thank you, Charlie. And thank you very much, guys. Signed, Charlie. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see what we got here. Okay, let's see. Nothing jumps out at me. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, I have to say, I like the new rules for Are You Smarter Than Haney? Although that guy yesterday was lucky to get his prize. I mean, getting two right should not be that hard. I realize it's supposed to be fun, but damn, some people are dumber than a box of rocks.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. When it's they can play and win at home, you're on the air and you're on the spot. Sometimes your mind goes blank. Let's see. It's
too- I knew the guy could get two right. He just needed another opportunity.
Okay, and he wants to complicate it that we have tiers of prizes. No. Now, I have to say, it has been nice to hear Stan be calm all this week since Dave hasn't been in there. You're much calmer, and the show runs a whole lot smoother, Stan. Although, when he is in there, it's funny when Dave makes you so damn mad. But there comes a point when the laughter stops.
When the laughter stops.
Dave's like a Brill Cream. A little dab will do you. This is what I've been saying for years. Put him on Friday and everything's fine. Have him on every day. It's not fun. Finally, the left is filled with nothing but a bunch of little bitches. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
You know, just briefly, want to say once again how much we appreciate her.
Oh, yeah. Our gal, Rhonda. Put me down, but I'll do it in my head. Come in late at night, and in the morning I just play it. A lot of fun.
For a lot of years.
A long time. You look so fine.
We're gonna miss you, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda. Help, help me, Rhonda.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Our question of the week is next. We are Stan and Haney.
When you think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer, baseball, and Stan and Haney. We celebrate Stan and Haney. There you go.
Thank you.
96 K-Rock.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news in about 25 minutes or so. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. But it's Thursday, and that means our question of the week. Phone's on lockdown, Junior, until I ask the question. This will trigger something in your memory banks. It's not a yes or no answer, and you have your own story.
It's interesting you say memory banks.
How do you figure?
Well, memory banks are back when computers took up entire buildings,
yep.
And your phone is like a million times more powerful, yep, than that.
But we have our own little memory banks.
We have like rooms of memories in our, yeah, head.
I look at my head and I picture it, a very dusty, a lot of broken wood boards.
You and I, we still work off those punch cards.
Yep. I'll do traffic, and then we'll take your phone calls to our question of the week. This should bring back fond memories, I hope. What is a childhood memory you have of your grandparents? Something that sticks out in your mind. They may still be around. They may not be around anymore. What is a childhood memory you have of your grandparents? 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic, then we'll take your phone calls.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
You can release them now. Still dealing with updates. A bad crash, I-75 southbound by mile marker 113 near Bonita Beach Road. It's emergency vehicles. Give yourself plenty of time because it's not going to be good.
Be safe.
Fort Myers. Accident, Summerlin Road and Colonial Boulevard. And Lehigh Acres, and this doesn't surprise anybody. Daniels Parkway and State Road 82, where it's just an absolute hellhole. And you are up to date. Question of the week. I hope this triggers a great memory. What's a childhood memory you have of your grandparents? 277-9600. For me, it's my grandfather who passed away a long time ago, 1974. He died at the age of 60, very young.
The one that died from the joke?
Yep. He was, and I've talked about him before, an accomplished professional musician, so talented, country western guy. And I remember as a little kid being at home during the holidays or when we had company over the house, he would pull out his guitar and lead everybody in sing-alongs. And people used to come and hang out at our house. And when he got the urge to take out that guitar, another memory of him.
That's where you got it from. It has to be where you got it from.
Got what from?
The entertainer. He was the entertainer.
He was. He started. He was in radio too.
Now I never knew that. I knew about the music and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. Well, he would go on to his band, Doy Odell. They would go on the radio in the mornings and perform live music on WTIC AM Hartford.
Is that the station that Stan from Canton would call in on?
Yes, it was.
Little smart ass.
And the thing is, he used to sing me when I had to be 7 or 8 years old, and he would pick me up. He worked at the Hartford Times newspaper and would take me when we were going to the shore, and it's about an hour and a half drive, and he would sing Hank Williams Jr. songs, Eddie Arnold songs to
me.
Or
he would be singing senior, not junior.
Senior. Yeah,
Hank Senior.
Yeah, Hank Senior songs, and Eddie Arnold, who was his favorite singer. His favorite musician was Chet Atkins. Said the guy was a genius. That he loved Chet Atkins. But those are my grandfather singing, playing his guitar. That stands out very strong in my mind. Childhood memory of your grandparents, Haney.
Well, can I do more than one?
If you can keep both of them to about a minute.
My sense of humor was very much informed by my grandmother. Because when I was very tiny and there was very serious adult conversations going on, she would turn to me when no one was looking at her but me. And she'd turn and she'd keep the serious look on her face the whole time. And you're a kid. You don't know what they're doing. Well, the important thing that we do is, and we must do this by the end of the month, that type of tone. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, she would keep the straight face and she'd look over at me and she'd drop her false teeth and go, and I would have to sit there and try not to laugh.
What's the other one?
The other one. Everybody else had gone to a funeral, and it was just my grandmother watching me, and I was probably 6 or 7, and I wanted to play outside. And she said, I don't want you outside. It's hard for me to watch you when you're outside. And so I just ran out the door. And she starts coming after me, and in my 6-year-old mind, I'm like, what can I do to keep her away from me? Aha, I know. I've learned how to use the hose, and it's got a spray nozzle on it.
You're going to spray your grandmother.
She opens the door to come out, and as soon as the door opens, I hit her right in the face with the hose.
What a good grandson.
Good
boy.
And I kept the hose on her, and I realized, because I'm thinking, she's going to kill me now. I got to keep the hose on her. She's going to stop the hose. I said, no. You're going to come get me and you're going to spank me. And finally, she couldn't keep a straight face anymore. And she was just laughing her head off. She goes, turn off the hose. You can play. It's fine. And she thought it was the funniest thing.
Junior.
Well, my story is very similar to Haney's concerning false teeth. My grandmother would sit in her usual kind of rocking chair. And I must have been maybe 5-6 years old. She would get in a really low tone of voice and just act all weak and just, Junior, come over here. Come over here really quick. And then we'd be like, what's wrong, Grandma? Is everything okay? And then she would wait until we're right in her face, right next to her ear, and then she would just pop her fake teeth out.
Traumatized as a kid.
We didn't know they were fake teeth. Like we were terrified. We would run to the other room and then Grandma would see us in the corner of the room and just kind of slowly pop them out again.
Oh, that terrorized you.
But see, Grammy would do that, and then she'd do other things like she'd do. She just had this innate sense for when people were not paying attention to her, but I was. And sometimes it wasn't the false teeth. Sometimes she'd do like some crazy little dance move just for like a millisecond. And I'm laughing, and all the adults stop to turn to me. What is wrong with him? And I'm going, it's her.
Yep,
it's her.
Suddenly she's all stoic.
Yep. And she's going, you need to calm down, Mark. You need to calm down. This is a serious time.
2779600. Question of the week. What's a childhood memory you have of your grandparents? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Greg in Naples.
Greg, childhood memory of your grandparents.
Hey, real quick, gentlemen, do we know anything about a fire in South Naples? I'm seeing helicopters with water buckets and stuff.
No.
We got a bad wreck.
Yeah, bad wreck down there.
There's a fire going on somewhere. I can see the smoke coming out. Okay. Looks Everglades.
Okay.
Grandfather memory. My grandfather was retired, decorated World War II veteran, first graduated class, Ohio State Highway Patrol. He used to have these old BB guns, rubber band drawback pistols, like a model 1911, 15 feet away at his workbench in the basement. My grandmother used to go ballistic because I was all of 5 or 6, shooting at a Cracker Jack box, was teaching me how to shoot the gun.
There's
and everything.
Teaching...
No, not then. Today's, I'm sure people would freak out, but it great memories. Great memories.
Appreciate the call. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I just missed the boss thing, remember?
Yeah, Frankie. Welcome back.
Guys. Welcome back, Frank.
Hey, I got one for you. My father was really strict, and every time we went to visit his parents, there were 5 of us kids. He used to make us sit up on their couch, and it was plastic. You know how all grandparents were.
Yeah.
And on the way there, he would say, don't you take any candy from them. I want you on your best behavior or you're going to get whooped when you get home. So my grandma would send him out to check her oil in her car or some trivial little job. And then she would grab that tin and start giving us the candy and hide it from your father. And then my dad would come back in and he'd see a little chocolate on the side of our mouth. And
you'd get your
grandpa,
ass whipped. And grandma sat and watched it and wringed her hands.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
My grandfather was a cop and he had a German Shepherd ex-police dog. And the dog would growl at my dad if he came after us, threatening to bite him.
Okay.
And then you got home.
Yeah. And then you got a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, your grandmother says, got him again. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Jeez. Yeah, who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie,
hey,
what
Charlie,
do you know?
Childhood memory of your grandparents.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a fond memory or not, but I can remember they'd come in, this is Northeast Ohio, and they'd, my grandma and my grandpa come over and pick us kids up. It was me, my brother, and my two sisters. And like on Sundays and stuff like that, my grandpa used to like to go look for deer out in the country.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was four kids piled in the back of a 1972 Dodge Dart. It's like 10 degrees outside. They have the wing vent window barely cracked.
Uh-huh.
And they're smoking up a freaking storm in there. You could...
Yup.
And my parents did not smoke. And, I mean, you could literally cut the air in that car with a knife.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those days.
And those windows that you're talking about, they would push the ashes right into the back seat, right in your eyes.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I used to come, oh, my God. And the best part was he'd always ask my nanny in the front seat, hey, Mayor, give me some apple juice. You know, for the longest time, I don't think I found out till after he died that apple juice in the glove box was...
kept him warm. What are you talking about? Kept him warm. Oh, man. Yeah, of course. You know what? We turned out all right. I remember being stuck in a car.
That's not for you to know, Charlie.
And the smoke in the car and stuff. I mean, yeah. That's the way... And if you lived up north, you had the rolled up windows, the smoke in the car, the little triangle windows open, but the heat on high.
Yep.
So you'd be sweating in the car, the smoke in the car. We're fine, okay?
Jeez. And there was no such thing as seatbelts.
No such thing as seatbelts. Oh, they were there, but they were stuffed behind the seats.
Yeah, let me see if I can get them all the way back there and get them out of the way.
Yep. That's an inconvenience. Because I remember as a kid when it was really cold and the heat would go on and it only came out by your feet. And I used to go, going down the highway 80 miles an hour, I'd be down underneath the seat of the car trying to stay warm. Nobody telling me to get up and put your seatbelt on. Come on. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Jeff from Cape Coral.
Jeff, what's a childhood memory you have of your grandparents?
My grandmother took us to War Memorial Stadium down in Miami to watch Harley Race and Dusty Rhodes wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, on the way out, there was a gentleman that bumped into me in the parking lot. I was about 5 years old, and she was holding my hand. Now, she played softball there in the baseball league for the women from the war.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, she actually tried to drag the young guy out of the car, through the window, in the parking lot, because he bumped me the whole time holding my hand. Man, he was crazy.
That's amazing. That's great stuff. 277-9600. Childhood memory you have of your grandparents. Got time for maybe a couple of more. Ahoy, who's this?
Rusty in Fort Myers, ahoy, guys.
Ahoy, Rusty. Childhood memory of the grandparents.
One of my grandfathers was a World War II veteran. He had the Purple Heart. He was a tobacco farmer, never drove, never smoked, never drank. Very calm little man. And he was just the sweetest guy in the whole world. But he was funny because he would never drive the car. And my grandmother, who died at 103, taught school from 1923 to 1974, guys.
Wow.
She was the matriarch of our family. My other grandfather used to drive my grandmother crazy. He would sit in church and rattle the change in his pocket the entire time. And drove my grandmother nuts. I would laugh every single time and we'd go visit him.
That's great.
He visited us out west and he told my wife, we were out in Reno, and he goes, you see them hills up there? Me and Jesse James rode those.
Good call. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. It's John.
John, childhood memory of your grandparents.
Hey, so I had a cousin. She was a girl, and I walked in on her giving my grandpa a Billy Joel.
Oh, God, that's not necessary.
That is not necessary.
I mean, I can see how that would stick with a youngster. Yeah, but
burn it. It's a part of your innocence. Ahoy, who's this? Did I hit the wrong one? What? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. It's Carmine.
Hey, Carmine.
Carmine, Big Ragu.
Memory of your grandparents?
Broken toys.
Broken
my
toys?
My grandfather would break mine and my brother's toys when we were kids.
Why?
Well, one, he was a cop in Chicago, so he'd come home and take a nap. My brother would be running his army tank around the kitchen, and my grandmother would tell him, stop there, grandfather. He'd come out that room, full head of steam, and stomp that army tank into 1,000 pieces.
Jeez! I'm glad I don't have those kind of memories. I am so glad.
I had a He-Man sword, a plastic He-Man sword. He smashed it so hard against the metal pole in the basement, cracked the thing in two.
Jeez, can I ask a question? I know it's a touchy question, but I almost don't like this guy. How did he finally die? Probably peacefully in his sleep.
He did. He actually turned out to be pretty good in the end.
Thank you, Carmen. You're talking about false teeth. I got to do this real quick because my grandmother on my father's side, you want to talk about the matriarch.
Oh, that's the one you look like, yeah.
She had false teeth, too. And the thing is, she was so self-conscious. And she used to sit in a big chair in the kitchen, which is where the front door of her house was. It was a two-family house, upstairs, downstairs. She owned both of them, but she lived her entire life in the upstairs one. Because I guess like another relative off the boat lived at the bottom one. And so the front door to there was in the kitchen. And she'd sit there, you know, just like we used to call her Queen Rose. Because people had to come to her. And she'd be sitting there in her house dress. And she'd keep her false teeth in the palm of her hand. And they'd be knocking, come in, and the door would open, and it would be us grandkids or an aunt or an uncle, and you'd just see her bring her hand up to her mouth, and then suddenly the big smile came. Hello! We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
What a great prop they are.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll check traffic for you. By the way, that fire that one of our callers called about.
Yeah.
The fire is south of 41 and west of San Marco Road, back in one of the park areas, and it's a big one.
Oh, boy.
Big fire.
You know, that was a very good question of the week.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be hearing a lot about it with delayed reactions, because one occurred to Junior that that we didn't get to initially, but it was a pretty interesting one. Memories of his grandparents.
So my grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I was... I think I was 11, maybe 12 years old or something. Mm. We went to go visit her in the home. And me and my grandfather have the same name. Like Donnie Anderson. Yeah, right. And like, so my dad points at me, you remember Donnie? And I think in her head, she thought I was, you know, her husband. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, come over here, give me a kiss. And just like open mouth, like making like... Ah! Making kissing noises.
sick. Speaking of that,
Michael, is your accountant. I have to let you know things have really gotten serious now. We're going to have to sell off all these Beatles songs that you own. And,
wait, what do you mean sell off my Beatles songs?
Well, we have to, Michael.
We can't.
We have to do it because we have no alternative.
Why can't I just sell off this big pile of love I have inside me?
Okay, Michael, listen. I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to sell some real assets.
Could we just sell some of my old noses?
No, Michael, listen. It's going to have to be the Beatles songs, okay?
Wait, no. Let me release covers of those songs. People will love them. I could sing I Want to Kiss Your Kid and 8 Boys a Week and all that.
No. That is not appropriate. That is absolutely not appropriate, Michael.
Those are love songs. I could do Trouser Submarine and Ticket to Ride on My Lap and all of that.
Michael, no. I am not listening to any more of this, okay?
Wait, come back.
No.
I can sing I Gotta Get You Into My Room or Sergeant Michael's Drop Your Pants Club Band.
Michael, no.
How about Come Together? They'll be huge hits.
Enough.
so sick.
You know, and I can understand you being nervous, but I don't think there's any reason to be nervous about your ex-wife testifying against
you. I know. And I just have this feeling she's going to bring up some pretty ugly things from the past.
What kind of things, Michael?
I used to hide boys in my bed.
Really?
Sure.
She had no idea?
Yeah, absolutely no idea. Even on our honeymoon night, I had Gary Coleman down by my feet all night long.
You mean, are you serious?
Yes.
You mean on your honeymoon night when you guys were, like, doing it, Gary Coleman was down
by
your
feet? No. You know, we never really did it on our honeymoon night because Gary was distracting me under the covers because he kept tickling my feet.
Michael, what are we going to do? I mean, we can't admit to this in court. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what's funny, though, in a way?
Well, I mean, it is in a way, but is this one of the reasons why your wife left you?
No. The reason why she left me was because of Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay?
Yes. While Debbie was going, oh, he started giggling under the covers when I went, home alone.
Come on, Michael, knock it off, will you? Come on, get serious right now, will you?
Come here. I love you.
Now, K-Rock
traffic. So sick. So sick. Let's begin North Fort Myers. Crash. Cleveland Avenue and North Key Drive. Fort Myers, hit and run. Gulf Coast Main Street at the Great Clips. Fort Myers, crash, 11,000 block of Iona Road.
Oh, you do, do
I
you?
I sure do. Fort Myers, crash, Bass Road and Gladiolus Drive. Lehigh Acres, hit and run. Lee Boulevard at the Walmart. And one more for you. Bonita Springs, crash Foley Road and South Tamiami Trail. And yes, they're still working on those delays at exit 113. It's not a good thing. I think I got maybe one or two more Michael Jacksons.
Oh, I know you do.
Yeah, I got a few more up our sleeve here. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Look at it. It's not working. Dun, dun, dun. Hold on. Dun, 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 dun. It's this machine. I put two things in at once. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Not two things in there. I've used it too many times today, and now it's acting up on me. Come on. Come on. There you go. There you go.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, March 7th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Do you enjoy a nice shattuck occasionally?
Shattuck?
You know, you wake up in the morning and go, you know, a shattuck would really hit the spot.
I got no idea what that is. What are you talking about?
Oh. Grapefruits were called shaddocks until the 19th century.
Really?
Fetch me a shaddock, darling.
Mm-hmm. A ruby red one?
Any shaddock will do. Bring me a shaddock. You know, to be a true champion.
Oh, yeah.
We know all about Billboard magazine, don't we?
Yeah.
And the
Billboard
Music Award. Well, why the hell is it called Billboard?
I don't know. Does it have anything to do with billboards?
Yes.
That they'd post up the big hits on the billboard?
Well, Billboard is it's what Casey always went by for his American Top 40.
Yep.
Billboard had nothing to do with music. Billboard was originally a trade magazine for the billboard industry.
Ah!
This was in the 1890s when Billboard magazine burst on the scene. Then it evolved over time to cover the entertainment companies that bought lots of billboard ads. No. Not your music in Hollywood. Mainly circuses.
Ooh.
But by the 1930s, they were doing music charts.
That still goes back a long way.
Don't ask me how I know this, okay? But the math will back me up. The surface area of your average house cat.
Yeah.
Including the fur.
Oh, the fur.
Is about the same as a ping pong table. Don't ask me how I know this, but it's true.
Ah, there's the cover of Billboard magazine that Junior brought up.
Mm-hmm. 1898 issue.
Mm-hmm.
The Billboard magazine. And it's pictures of billboards mm-hmm. with Santa Claus. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Did you know it wasn't always called Atlanta?
I would assume, you know, early settlers had a name for it, and then they said, it's Atlanta, when they settled it.
Just in time for it to burn.
Yeah.
Atlanta went through four names in its first 11 years. Atlanta was originally called Terminus when it was founded in 1836.
Yep, let's head out to Terminus.
What's well, that? You can't miss it. It's the end of the line. Terminus.
Yep.
Then they switched the name to Thrasherville.
Yeah, I like that.
And then they decided that was too harsh. And really, really backed off the Thrasherville vibe and said, let's call it Marthasville. Let's just bring it down a notch.
Yeah, that's a nice town.
And then they said, can't we find a happy medium? And somebody in 1847 said, let's call it Atlanta.
Yep.
And shortly thereafter, it burned.
Yep. And then became Hotlanta.
Yep. As we know it today.
Yep.
You ever wonder where those African names come from?
What do you mean?
Names like Kofi or Kwame.
Kofi Annan, remember yep. at the UN.
Yep. Kofi and Kwame and all these. Well, those particular names originate in Ghana. And most people in Ghana are simply named after the day of the week they're born.
Really?
For example, boys born on Fridays are called Kofi. If they're born on a Saturday, it's Kwame.
So I was born on a Friday.
Kofi?
Yep.
I don't remember what day I was born on, but I'm sure everyone enjoyed a nice shattuck.
Yeah, sure did. Oh, there it is.
All right, let's see. For boys, if you're born on Sunday, you're Kwasi. On Monday, you are Quadwo. Quadwo? Sound like I'm a fud. Tuesday, you're Kwabina. Wednesday, you're Kwaku. Thursday, you're Yao, or you. And I'm not even going to try the girls' names.
No.
Adwa, Bina, Uka, Uka, Uka.
Uga, 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 Cha Cha.
Uga, Cha Cha, Uga, Cha. I can't stop this feeling. There is a disturbing hashtag profligating on the internet. Milk Coke. Apparently, people are coming out of the woodwork to sing the praises of Milk Coke.
Didn't it have a name? I've heard of that before. There was a name for that. Drinking milk and Coke, mm-hmm. or soda.
Far from a new idea, diners have been serving a similar drink called an egg cream.
Oh, well, that's true.
For no over egg. 50 years. Candy shops in New York were pushing this as far back as the early 1900s. Also, if you remember Laverne and Shirley, Laverne's favorite drink was milk of Pepsi.
I don't remember.
because Penny Marshall loved it in real life, milk and Pepsi. There's no consensus on the right way to do this. To me, it's an abomination. Some people say heavy on the milk, others say half and half, others say two-thirds Coke. Apparently, it's better with whole milk, though. Huh. And if you add ice, you can really vomit your brains out in a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a little place in Raleigh, North Carolina called the State Farmers Market Restaurant. The owner's name is Gypsy Gilliam. Last week, she closed up shop and shut down the entire restaurant for several days for a very good reason.
But
so she could take all 20 of her employees and their entire families to Disney World.
That's great.
The boss paid for everything, including hotels, tickets to the park, all of their meals and expenses. Apparently, there was rumors a few months ago that it might happen, but nobody believed Gypsy would really do it. One employee named Jessica Burr got overly emotional.
I bet.
She has a 5-year-old son and said there's no way in hell she could have ever gotten him to Disney World on her own. Gypsy refused to talk to the local TV news.
Good.
At least not on camera. All she would say is that she wouldn't have a business without her employees, and she wanted them to know they were appreciated.
It's good, and that mother getting to take her 5-year-old to Disney, thanks to Gypsy.
Wonder how hot she is.
I don't know, but now she can say, yep, my 5-year-old got to go to Disney, and, well, which most of them do, cry.
I wonder if she could find a sitter, because she'd probably be really impressed with Vegas.
Yeah. There's not a kid. You go to Disney World, and the little kids crying.
Yep.
They're all crying.
Well, yeah, because it's a ripoff. You get there and you go, wait a second. It's supposed to be fun. It's just a day of standing in line.
Yeah, waiting in line, going through the maze.
Always waiting for something. And you know what? The longer I wait, the less impressive whatever's at the end is. Could be the greatest thing in the world, but I'm sitting there for an hour and a half. Yeah. It's not that great.
Crying kids.
Were you thinking, if it was a 10-minute wait, this would be a pretty good ride.
Yeah.
I can remember trips to Disney when I was little, and you know what? Screw Space Mountain. Let's just keep going on if you had wings. There's no wait.
Yep.
And it's cool.
And always moving.
Yeah, and it's cool in there.
Yep.
So, you're thinking about having an affair.
Are you?
Congratulations. It can be a rewarding experience. Mm. And it can wreck your life. And it's quite expensive. They did a study to determine, on average, how much is it going to cost you in real dollars to engage in an affair? 2,600 people were surveyed, people who'd been married at least 5 years, and some of them admitted, I've done it. They determined ballpark about $450 a month.
Sure, that's cheap.
And that's just, not for a great affair, just your garden variety, tawdry little. Hotels, $123 a month.
That's cheap.
Well,
that's
cheap. You're looking for a different quality than if you were, say, taking your wife. Yeah, you'd want to get a nice room and everything.
Yeah.
You're looking for someplace discreet.
Right, like a Viceroy Inn.
Yep. Let me tell you something. places Stan and I have been. Legally, I can't get a key. They could be dead in there.
Yeah.
That's not my problem. Now, if that happens, then the coroner will come.
Yep. That's a true story.
Yep. I know you're in there.
Can see you moving.
Hotels, $123 a month. Dinner and drinks, $162. Gifts, $54. Things like movie tickets, $69. Various and sundry things, $36. So they come up to about $450.
Cheap.
And the study found that a typical fling outside the marriage will last for about 6 months. So that would
put... That means some last longer.
That would put the cost of the average affair at $2,664. The study also found that if it's in somebody to do it, if it's, you know, right, something they can do...
Yeah.
They're most likely to start it about 2 years into the marriage.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, hipsters.
Oh, jeez. We've hipsters, had to work with them, too.
Oh, God. Hipsters want to appear different, but they end up looking like every other douche who shops at American Apparel.
Yeah, and wears an Abe Lincoln beard.
Last Thursday, a team of researchers at MIT posted a study on the hipster effect, about how hipsters tend to gravitate towards similar fashion trends and all look the same. After they posted it, someone complained about a stock photo they used of a hipster with an Abe Lincoln beard wearing a knit hat.
Jeez.
The man who complained identified himself as the model in the photo, and he was very upset at them implying that he's some sort of generic hipster. No, 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 sir. I am an individual. Unfortunately for him, it turns out it wasn't him in the picture. It was a different model in the photo who looks exactly like him. Looks enough like him that it fooled him.
Yeah, hipster.
To repeat that, the gentleman was angry at them for implying that he's a generic hipster who looks like every other hipster, and it turns out he is such a generic hipster, he couldn't even tell himself apart from the random hipster with the beard. The researchers joked that essentially proves the whole study.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, March 7th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Can you imagine in our day if somebody had the nerve to wear a Lincoln beard?
No,
they'd get their ass kicked.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
My only concern from a defense standpoint is when you go up to testify, Michael, how are you going to address this?
Address what?
You know, to rationalize the things you do. I mean, you're a different person, Michael. There's no question about it.
Of course I'm different. I've always been different.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to understand, you have to help me, Michael, because from a defense standpoint, it's very difficult.
Look, I'm trying to help.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's anything wrong with licking someone's forehead?
Personally, yeah. I would have a problem with that.
Hey, don't tell anyone. But me, too. It's sick. But that's me, Michael Jackson. But the important thing is, I am a gifted licker.
Gifted licker? What do you mean?
Watch this. This is really cool. Give me your wallet.
Okay. Here, catch.
You have exactly $137 in here. Three major credit cards, one of which expired last month. Six business cards, three pictures of your family, two discount coupons, plus 47 cents in change. Now just check and see if I'm right.
Okay. See. Ready? Son of a... You are right.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me your glasses. This is even better. All right, you're going to have to wipe these off when I'm done.
Ooh, how do you do that?
Ugh. You have 42/22 vision with a slight ocular stigmatism in your right eye.
That is exactly
and
right.
You're really not going to believe this.
What?
Come on over here and I'll measure your inseam.
Michael,
come on.
You're not looking. No.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen? Stan and Haney. It's a real radio and it works great. Can I build one, too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and a separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting, too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we'll start in Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle at Wellams Drive. And the street number, street block, block 2.
Roger that.
Disabled vehicle, Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue South. Lehigh Acres, got a crash. 4500 block of Leonard Boulevard South. And in Bonita, a crash. Quinn Street and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And you are up to date. All right. Got time for one more for you. And wrap this baby up.
The ball looks like it's in our court here, Michael.
Good,
and the good news is the prosecution is going to be resting next week. So
the prosecution will be resting?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we can take a little break ourselves.
Yeah, I suppose, in a way.
That is like the best news that I've heard in a long, long time.
Well, I'm very happy you're excited, Michael. I think what we'll do next week to prepare for when the prosecution comes
Here's
back.
Here's my plan. If they're going to be taking a little break,
yeah.
I want you to take a little break with me.
You know what?
Come with me to Neverland. And
no,
maybe you can stay the night.
No,
you can sleep in my bed.
No.
Sure
forget
you can.
It, forget
what
it.
Size pajamas do you take? Little pin.
Ow!
You are at least a 42.
I'm not sleeping.
Let me make a call here just for a moment.
What about my family plans this weekend?
I already called your family. I told them that you would be with me this weekend.
Now, Michael, that's not true. You don't have my home phone number.
Fabrice. Hi, it's Michael. Yes, I need a pair of pajamas from my attorney for one night.
I can't do it.
42. Something in silk, something soft.
Michael.
Anything.
Michael, I can't do it.
Yes, he's very cute.
Michael.
All right. Bye. I have you booked Friday through Sunday at my place, and don't try to weasel out.
Michael, I don't want to go to Neverland this weekend.
I'll start you off a little movie, a little popcorn, a little pup tent, and then we'll let whatever happens just happen.
I mean, what do you mean, let whatever happens just happen?
I love you.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My ex-girlfriend, though, she was jealous. That was the worst. Questioned everything I did. Why didn't you answer the phone? I was in the shower. With who? She used to read my horoscope every day and then get mad at me for it. I would be like, hey, baby, don't hey, baby, me. Mr. New Romance is on the horizon. She thought every woman in the world wanted to date me, which is flattering, but not true. You're not going to the mall alone. Women will hit on you. If that was true, I would work at the mall. So you just hope to find things in common, right? My girlfriend's into fashion. I am not. She tries to talk to me. Is your winter wardrobe ready? You mean my jacket? I like to sleep in my boxer shorts. Doesn't like that. Is that all you're going to wear? I didn't know you could be underdressed for bed. I'll get my blazer. She wears crazy stuff in the name of fashion. The shoes. I don't know how you ladies walk around in those shoes. 4-inch heels, little pointy witch toes. And then she's surprised. These are uncomfortable. Yeah, they're not even shaped like a foot.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Question of the week. What's a childhood memory you have of your grandparents? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Greg in Naples.
Greg, childhood memory of your grandparents.
Hey, real quick, gentlemen. Do we know anything about a fire in South Naples? I'm seeing helicopters with water buckets and stuff.
No.
We got a bad wreck.
Yeah, bad wreck down there.
There's a fire going on somewhere. I can see the smoke coming out. Okay. Looks Everglades.
Okay.
Grandfather memory. My grandfather was retired, decorated World War II veteran, first graduated class, Ohio State Highway Patrol. He used to have these old BB guns, rubber band drawback pistols, like a model 1911. 15 feet away at his workbench in the basement, my grandmother used to go ballistic because I was all of 5 or 6, shooting at a Cracker Jack box, was teaching me how to shoot the gun.
There's
and everything.
Teaching...
No, not then. Today's, I'm sure people would freak out, but it great memories. Great, great memories.
Appreciate the call. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
My grandma, my grandpa come over and pick us kids up. It was me, my brother, and my two sisters. And, like, on Sundays and stuff like that, my grandpa used to like to go look for deer out in the country.
Uh-huh.
Well, all us four kids piled in the back of a 1972 Dodge Dart. It's, like, 10 degrees outside. They have the wing vent window barely cracked.
Uh-huh.
And they're smoking up a freaking storm in there. You could...
Yup.
And my parents did not smoke. And, I mean, you could literally cut the air in that car with a knife.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those days.
And those windows that you're talking about, they would push the ashes right into the back seat, right in your eyes.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I used to come, oh, my God. And the best part was he'd always ask my nanny in the front seat, "Hey, Mayor, give me some apple juice." You know, for the longest time, I don't think I found out till after he died that apple juice in the glove box was...
kept him warm. What are you talking about? Kept him warm. Oh, man. Yeah, of course. You know what? We turned out all right. I remember being stuck in a car.
That's not for you to know, Charlie.
And the smoke in the car
and
stuff. I mean, yeah, that's the way... And if you lived up north, you had the rolled up windows, the smoke in the car, the little triangle windows open, but the heat on high.
Yep.
So you'd be sweating in the car, the smoke in the car. We're fine, okay?
Jeez. And there was no such thing as seatbelts.
No such thing as seatbelts. Oh, they were there, but they were stuffed behind the seats.
Yeah, let me see if I can get them out of the way back there and get them out of the way.
Yep. That's an inconvenience. Because I remember as a kid when it was really cold and the heat would go on and it only came out by your feet. And I used to go, going down the highway, 80 miles an hour, I'd be down underneath the seat of the car trying to stay warm. Nobody told me to get up and put your seatbelt on. Come on. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Jeff from Cape Coral.
Jeff, what's a childhood memory you have of your grandparents?
My grandmother took us to War Memorial Stadium down in Miami to watch Harley Race and Dusty Rhodes wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, on the way out, there was a gentleman that bumped into me in the parking lot. I was about 5 years old, and she was holding my hand. Now, she played softball there in the baseball league for the women from the war.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, she actually tried to drag the young guy out of the car, through the window, in the parking lot, because he bumped me the whole time holding my hand. Man, he was crazy.
That's amazing. That's great stuff. 277-9600.
childhood memory you have of your grandparents. Got time for maybe a couple of more. Ahoy, who's this?
Rusty in Fort Myers. Ahoy, guys.
Ahoy, Rusty. Childhood memory of the grandparents.
One of my grandfathers was a World War II veteran. He had the Purple Heart. He was a tobacco farmer, never drove, never smoked, never drank. Very calm little man. And he was just the sweetest guy in the whole world. But he was funny because he would never drive the car. And my grandmother, who died at 103, taught school.
Wow.
From 1923 to 1974, guys.
Wow.
Wow. She was the matriarch of our family. My other grandfather used to drive my grandmother crazy. He would sit in church and rattle the change in his pocket the entire time. My grandmother nuts. I would laugh every single time and we'd go visit him.
That's great.
He visited us out west, and he told my wife, we were out in Reno, and he goes, you see them hills up there? Me and Jesse James rode those hills.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.